A number of people testified before the group, including Army veteran Ralph Bazella. He was drafted after college and served in Vietnam. He's now with the National Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation Commission. Bazella says PTSD spans generations.
It's always been with us from the early days of any wars, because war is a traumatic experience. The psychological trauma and the physical trauma of what happens in war. Those of us who've served in combat, you see horrific things. You experience fear to a level you never thought existed. You get through it, but it stays with you.
Bazella says the government needs to do a better job of treating all veterans, especially women. And he says the country needs to examine how it sends people to war.
We have this all-volunteer professional army. Some of these people have been to Iraq and or Afghanistan 6-7 times. It's unconscionable. I mean, and those who survive that, they're going to have mental health issues their entire life.
Veteran Curtis Bean served 3 tours in Iraq. He says it was 5 years before he got the proper treatment for his PTSD. It took months to get an appointment, and then he says the treatment was too rigid and unhelpful, so he quit.
I think giving alternative outlets such as art therapy, equine therapy, anything that involves, you know, veterans doing something positive in a healthy way is a good option rather than just medications.
Bean is now in college and says it helps to get out of the house and be productive. And he says while the public is more aware of PTSD, there's still some misconceptions.
People still think as PTSD vets as, you know, homicidal, suicidal people that are just on the edge the entire time. You know, they're not, you know, the difference is that they are, you know, functional members of society, and they can be.
The bipartisan task force is scheduled to come up with policy recommendations this fall. Both Senator Udall and Congressman Kaufman say they want to make sure veterans get the best possible services after sacrificing so much. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.